a life from the movies now. At age 17, Edward Bunker became the youngest inmate at San Quentin State Prison in California after he was put there for stabbing a guard at a youth detention facility. He spent a total of 18 years behind bars for check forgery, robbery, and other crimes. He died last week at the age of 71. It's not his criminal record he'll be remembered for. It's what he did in prison. He taught himself to write and started a career as an acclaimed crime novelist and film writer and actor. In his autobiography, Education of a Felon, Edward Bunker says his love for literature sprouted while he was in prison after someone got him a subscription to the Sunday New York Times. He read a passage from the book a few years ago on NPR's Weekend Edition.
It arrived the following Thursday so fat it barely went through the bars. It took 2 evenings to read. Even though I skimmed most of it, the book reviews got most of my attention. And although the new books being reviewed were unavailable, reviews and columns talked about other writers and other books. My library day was Saturday. We were allowed to have 5 books checked out at one time. I tried to read all 5 in 7 nights so I could get 5 more. I was no speed reader, but I had 6 hours every night and 30 minutes in the morning. Sometimes, if I was entranced, as with Seawolf, I came back to the cell after breakfast to read some more.
Edward Bunker, from his autobiography, Education of a Felon. He made his literary debut in 1973 with a novel from prison, No Beast So Fierce. It's about a paroled thief who has trouble re-entering society. Edward Bunker helped adapt the book for the big screen 5 years later with the movie Straight Time, starring Dustin Hoffman. He drew from his life in crime and prison for several other books, including The Animal Factory, Little Boy Blue, and Dog Eat Dog. 20 years after he was released from prison for the last time, he spoke with Terry Gross on WHYY's Fresh Air.
Do you think that although you don't commit crimes anymore, you'll be writing about them for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah, because that's what I know about. You know, I write about other things, too. I got a dog story, too, and I'm trying to hustle on it. But essentially, I write about criminal. That's what, you know, Dostoevsky wrote. I mean, you know, after he went to prison for 7 years, that's what he wrote about. You know. That's what they tell you, you know, rule number one of creative writing, write about what you know.
It helped him become an actor as well. He performed in more than 20 films, among them Tango and Cash and Reservoir Dogs, but it was writing he loved.
I mean, to be a writer was to be the greatest. It was to be the magic man, I mean, at that time, more so then than today. And I don't think that I had any talent. If you read the first things that I wrote, they were pretty bad. I wrote 6 novels and hundreds of stories before I got published. I really think that more than talent, it was perseverance.
Edward Bunker, novelist, screenwriter, actor, ex-con. He died last week after complications from surgery. He was 71 years old.